We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't, wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind.
A throwback to the 80s, isn't it? Oh, I forgot. Foreigner, 1987, is your artist of the day. Good afternoon, everybody.
How are we doing?
Good to see everyone.
Good to see you.
Oh, my word. I'm not going to say what happened before the show started, but...
No.
I kind of ruffled my feathers a little bit.
Speaking of ruffled feathers, I am not complaining. However.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I tried with 10,000 other people to go to Olathe to get the cars fake. We want $25 from you in Kansas VIN inspection, which is the biggest scam known to man.
What the hell are you talking about?
I got to get a VIN inspection. Remember... You have to do this in Kansas, and you didn't think you did, but you do.
I don't think you do. I've never had my VIN has never been inspected.
Well, let me tell you something, people.
Except by my doctor.
We drive out there. There were 90,000 cars in line. It wrapped all the way around the street, all the way throughout the parking lot of the American Legion, all the way through Go Chicken Go. We couldn't even get into the lot. I said, there's no way this is the line. This can't be the line. So if you need your VIN inspected, I hope you can hold off until 2022, because that's how long it's going to take you to have the Highway Patrol inspect your VIN.
I mildly remember a conversation about this yesterday. What in the hell are you talking about?
When you buy a car...
Did you just buy a car?
Yes.
Okay.
The state of Kansas has decided that they want to ding you for another $25 to have the highway patrol make sure your car is not stolen that we just bought from a dealership. And so you have to go through this farce that is the VIN inspection. And so we didn't even stay, Scott. There was no way. I would be there until 7 o'clock 3 years from now. So we go to leave, and there's a woman toward the front of the line. She's like 25 cars back, and I stopped my car, and I knocked on her window, and I know she thought it was crazy. I did the roll down your window sign, and I said, do you mind if I ask you how long it took you to get up to almost the front of the line, 25 cars back?
Okay.
She arrived at 8 a.m. It was 11:30.
Shut your face.
Scott, I took a photo. I put it on Twitter. Just ticket me. Just ticket me. We just are not going to have a plate. I'm not doing it.
I thought we determined yesterday that if you bought it from a dealership, you didn't have to get the VIN inspection.
I thought
lies. If the title is out of state, even if you bought it in state, you've got to go stand in that line. Well, not stand. You've got to destroy the environment and sit idling for 22 hours of my life I don't have.
No.
Can't you just turn your car off?
I will text you.
And then
you.
Do what, Sam? Turn it back on? That burns Scott, more gas.
I will text you the photo of this line. It was like 6 football fields long.
Just charge me $25. Why do I need to stand in line? If my car is stolen,
know.
I would report it to the police.
What they say is you've got to do it so we're not importing stolen cars.
Okay.
It would be easier to steal a car.
This can't be real. This can't be true.
Scott, I will send you the photo that I took this morning in that lot.
I just bought a new car last October. I did not
was
have
it
to
brand
go-
new?
Yeah, it was brand new.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count if it's brand new.
So if I buy a used car, what you're telling me, let me just understand where we're going here. I don't know why my voice has gone up 2 octaves. I have no idea. You're telling me that if I buy a used car, okay?
Yes.
That I have to drive said used car, whether I bought it in Kansas or Missouri or Oklahoma or where or Nebraska, wherever. I have to drive this car to Olathe, get in line, and have them look at the VIN number on the dash to make sure that the car is not stolen. Is that correct? Do I understand
that is
this
what
right?
I'm telling you.
There's also an inspection office down off of I-35 in Lamar.
And my son looked at me and I said,
where
do
the
you
hell is that?
Try?
I live at I-35 in Lamar.
No, it's on the other side of the tracks. It's literally on the other side
of
the tracks.
Oh, in KCK?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, do you want to try to drive that way, which was another 25 minutes of my life I didn't have, to go stand in that line? And Jack looked at me and said, just give me a ticket. I'm not, and I don't blame him. And I go, you know what? You're right. Yeah. We are not, I would have missed the show, Scott.
I love your son. He is so smart. He is so wise.
He said, just give me a ticket. And yep. I go, I have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. In Missouri, Scott, they allow you to take it to any, like, auto bodies. Like, you could take it to Sailors.
Certified mechanic.
Any certified mechanic can do it. But in the state of Kansas, they want your money. They want that $25.
Just
and they,
charge
you
me
are $25. Stand in line.
I'll send you a check. I don't care.
How do I know it's not stolen?
Oh, my God. If it was stolen, I would have called 911.
I will tell you this. I will never in my life buy another car that is not titled in Kansas. I won't do it. I will not do it. Because if you buy it and it's already titled and like the previous owner lived in your state, you don't have to go through it.
Here's how dumb the government is. Okay? This is how dumb the government is. If I stole a car, do you think I'm going to get in line?
You want to title said stolen car in your own name, right?
Well, yeah, you would have to wait the 4.5 hours in line in
it's
your
like,
stolen car.
It's like if I shot a guy to death and then we had to register everybody's guns and I get in line to register the gun that I just shot a guy to death with. If I stole the car, I'm not getting in line. This is how dumb the government truly is.
Here's how else, and I knew this would drive. I knew this would grind your bean, Scott.
Oh my God!
If it was a private sale. So you stole a car and sold it to me for $25 under the table. Right. I can see someone want to check some VIN, but you still have to insure it. You still have to put a tag on it.
If this I stole the car, do you think I'm insuring it?
Probably not.
Do you think I'm getting in line?
My point is this car was purchased from a reputable car dealership in the state of Kansas. Do you really think they're in the business of importing stolen cars?
No. 5767798.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We gotta each other.
Welcome back. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. I think we'll do some terrible jokes later on this afternoon. Maybe we'll do that at 4:45. By the way, if you weren't listening yesterday, the text line has changed because Entercom is super cheap. And the text line is now the same number as the call-in number, 576-7798, but you have to use a 913. So we will do terrible jokes this afternoon at 4:45. I was unaware of this until you brought this to my attention, Dana Wright, that if you buy a car in the state of Kansas, that you have to go get the VIN number inspected to ensure that the car is not stolen property. Is that as long as you bought it from somebody other than a dealer? If you bought it from a dealer, no problem.
No.
You don't.
No.
Oh, wait. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
I bought this car from a dealer in Kansas.
Huh.
What you have to do is when you find your dream car, say to them, I refuse to buy this if it's titled anywhere else but Kansas.
I see.
And I'll never do it again. I'm telling you, I literally will say to Ed, from this day forward, I will never buy another car that does not happen to originate from my state.
So, all right, here, help me out, because prior to the show today, I had never heard anything about this.
Okay.
And I am a little bit confused. I think other people are as well. Under what circumstances do I not have to go sit in a line with 100 other cars in Olathe? If I just bought
a brand new car.
Okay.
Brand new.
Brand new from a dealer in Kansas, right?
Or the person who owned it prior to you on that title happens to live in your state. It's a total crapshoot, Scott. I've never even thought to ask. So I opened the title of this car. You know, they send it to you later. You get it in the mail like, what, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, the title comes in the mail? So I'm looking at the title, and it says Robert
Jones.
Jones. And Robert lived at 129th east of State Line Road. He just lives right here, which is even adds more insult to injury. But that address is a Kansas City, Missouri address. Go get in that line. There's no state line exception. And that's what I would say. You've got to at least give us a state line exception.
Let's go to the phones. Lyle in Kansas City. Lyle, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Kyle.
Kyle. Sorry. Beg your pardon. Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
I've been cold worse. Well, I bought a truck from the middle of Kansas. I live in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was a year later, my mother-in-law comes up, and there's a state trooper in front of our house. And she's like, what's going on? And he says, I have a feeling I'm about to ruin everybody's day. And they come in, and it's what's happening. There's a ring of people that are stealing the VIN numbers. Not really stealing, but getting the VIN numbers off the dealership website. I have a red Chevy truck. It would find a red stolen Chevy truck, duplicate the paperwork, and then they're having their stolen vehicles legally titled.
So they are standing in this line.
Yeah, and he says, my truck is good. It's mine. Somebody stole the VIN. So my truck, the VIN's match. Otherwise, if it was the other way around, I bought a truck, or I got the truck, and it was stolen, they would take it, and that would be SOL.
But let me ask you this. If someone went and robbed a bank and then murdered someone using that red pickup with your VIN, you could theoretically be in a whole lot of trouble.
Yep, and he says they have almost everybody in the little group they know of. There's a person at the DMV on the Missouri side that's helping push the paperwork through, so they're getting all titles and everything for the stolen vehicles and pushing them through. They said there was a politician over in Park that bought a brand, you know, almost a new vehicle, you know, 80% off. So he's like, it's kind of common sense. If you're getting a $80,000 car for $20,000, might want to look into it. But he says, whenever he was at my house, right now they're over $5 million in vehicles that they're chasing down.
But
damn.
help me out here. There would have to be someone working on the inside for that to be happening, right?
And he said there was. He said, I won't say what city, but he laid everything out. He said there was a guy in the DMV that's on the inside pushing stuff through. He says they're having tow trucks come, and if you have a stolen vehicle, they're taking them out of your driveway, and there's nothing they can do for you.
Kyle,
you bring up an
interesting
point. Kyle, thank you. He brings up an interesting point, Scott. If you go to one of these, let's say CarMax websites or whatever, do they list the VIN on those websites?
I would think not.
Because they shouldn't.
Some do, yeah. So that you can check the history of the car, see if anything pops up on, say, the Carfax, things like that.
Okay, but that also opens the door to the fraud he's talking about.
Correct.
So you can check and see if it's been in a flood, but people can also duplicate it.
So you pretend like you're wanting to look at the car to purchase it. They send you over the VIN number. Bada bing, bada bing.
And how does making all of the rest of us stay in this line to check the VIN prevent that?
It doesn't.
I was going to say, is that a rhetorical question?
Well, I'm just asking the obvious. Making all of us stay in that line for them to check the VIN, if the VIN's already been stolen and duplicated, it doesn't stop that from happening.
I mean, the only people you're going to bust in this line are honest people who want to get license plates.
And you cannot get a license plate without the highway patrol signing off on your VIN, Scott. You have to have this stupid piece of paper.
And what do you think criminals who have stolen a car know that they're driving around in a stolen car? Where do you think they're going to get a license plate? They're going to take it off your car in the middle of the night. Because you know what keeps your license plate on your car? Two screws.
There's a screw loose somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, this is so stupid.
If this method worked, they would do it this way in Missouri. There's a reason they don't. And my guess is it's because the Missouri Highway Patrol has way more important things to do.
I mean, it's not like your license plate is welded onto your car. Your license plate is on your car because of two screws. Two. Four if you have OCD. And you know what a criminal can do in the middle of the night? They get a screwdriver, and then they take your license plate off. Well, but Scott, the police would run the plate, and they would say, you know, that plate belongs on a Toyota Corolla, but it's actually on a Toyota RAV. How many times do you really think that happens? And do you think a criminal cares? Do you really think a criminal cares? And the answer is no.
I'll tell you, my son got pulled over today, Jack did, because he has a temporary tag that expired during coronavirus, Scott, and he was going 76 in a 70. Officer was very nice, gave him a warning, and the last thing Jack said to him was, "We are on our way today to try and get a plate on this car." And then I said, "Oh, no, we ain't."
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Andy, Dave, and Gene, you guys hang tight. You're next in just a moment here on KMBZ.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
All right, welcome back. The worst song ever in the history of music, Tainted Love by Soft Cell. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon, but remember this and keep this in mind, guys. The text line has changed. It is now the number that you would normally call into the radio station, 576-7798, but you have to put a 913 before it, okay? And that's the text line now. It is no longer 22980 because Entercom is cheap. and they apparently wanted to save a couple of bucks. And so our text line now is 913-576-7798. Mm-hmm. Don't do that while you're driving.
It's like the title to your car.
Yeah.
If it had a 913 in it, mm-hmm. you don't have to wait in line. If it has an 816 in it, you're screwed.
Man.
That was a stretch.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch, wasn't it?
Girlfriend just texted me. She goes, "We just bought a car, and I just looked, and it's a Kansas guy." And I go, "Thank God that it's a Kansas car."
So they don't have to get in line? I mean, I'm so confused. I am so confused.
I think if it's used and you buy it in Kansas, you still have to get in line.
I mean, what? People in Kansas don't steal cars from people in Kansas? I mean,
it says right there on their website, if yours was titled in all caps out of state, you have to have that number checked.
Andy in Leawood. Andy, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi.
Confused, but good.
Right. Well, an easier thing to do, if you call in right now, they're doing virtual VIN inspections. So essentially, you take 1,000 pictures of your car and the VIN number with the title right next to it, and then email it to them. And then the sloth over there will slowly work through the paperwork, but you don't have to sit there and waste your time anymore. So I just did it with a bike that I had bought.
Do you know what day you did that?
I would say last week.
Yeah. Like so the virtual VIN inspections, I believe, ended. You got in right under the wire. I don't know what day it was, but it was in the last several days. And they did that because of coronavirus, Scott.
Well, because it's the government, you should tell them they lost your email because they'll believe it. And then just go ahead and send them another one and see if they do it.
I like Andy's tactic.
I do too.
Let's go to Gene in Raymore. Gene, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello.
Thank you, Scott. Just wanted to look. The other gentleman said that actually can happen. My first car, my dad bought for me from Van Chevrolet. I don't know if you remember that place.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
It was on Merriam.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Beautiful red Chevelle with black stripes. First thing that happened was we ran out of gas as soon as we left the parking lot. So my dad wasn't super happy about that. Then we go to take it in to be inspected, and granted it was 100 years ago, but the gentleman at the gas station looked up at my dad and he said, "You know, these VIN numbers don't match." So we took it back. I lost my beautiful car. I ended up with a Vega.
With a what?
A Vega.
The hell's a Vega?
Yeah. Remember the ugly Vegas? A brown Vega.
Yeah.
That's a red Chevelle. So it does happen.
What's a Vega? I've never heard of
it's
it.
A very
look it up.
Ugly
I don't,
Chevy car.
I don't know it's the car that you would want.
You'd much rather have a Chevelle with mismatched VIN numbers than a Vega.
Than a Vega.
Hang on. I've never heard of a Vega. Vega was... What was that one car back in the 80s, Dana, that was made in, like, Yugo.
The Yugo.
Yeah. Like, remember anybody who drove a Yugo, you were like, oh.
Oh. What was your first car?
Pontiac, 1990 Pontiac Grand Am.
I had a Toyota Corolla hatchback with tinted windows, tinted for the T in Topeka.
What was your first car?
A Toyota Corolla
That's not
hatchback.
Bad. That's not bad.
Ooh, it was pretty bad.
Oh, I remember the Chevy Vega. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You'd rather have a Chevelle.
Transmission, 3-speed manual.
Yep. Yep. 0 to 60 in 9.4 minutes.
Wow. 3-speed manual. They had a torque drive that was 2-speed.
Ooh.
And these three words should never be used in combination. 3-speed turbo. No.
It'll whistle you all the way to 30 miles an hour.
See the old three-speed turbo.
The old Chevy Vega was produced between 1970 and 1977. Oh, boy. That's an ugly car. That is an ugly, ugly car. Hmm. Okay. All right. Hmm. Sam, what was your first car?
I had a 2002 Isuzu Rodeo. It was rear-wheel drive, so it slid everywhere in the snow.
The Isuzu Rodeo. I used to want one of those.
Used to, being the emphasis there.
Hmm. I actually liked my Pontiac Grand Am. You know who you know who we bought it from? Old Sunny Hill Motors up by the Platte City Water Tower.
My water tower?
Yep, that water tower up there in Platte City.
Water?
Water tower. And I'll never forget. See, I learned everything about buying a car from my dad. And so we go up there. This was the summer after my freshman year in college. I did not have a car. I did not own a car until my sophomore year in college.
Okay.
So I finally saved enough money to get a car. And we go up to Sunny Hill Motors up by the Platte City War Tower. And we're looking at the Pontiac Grand Am, 1990 model. Very nice car. And they wanted like $10,000 for it. And I remember sitting in the guy's office, and my dad says, we'll give you $9,700. And my dad wrote it on a piece of paper. He said, okay. $9,700, and he wrote it on a piece of paper. And he hands it to the guy. And the guy goes, oh, no, Colonel Parks, there's just no way. We're not doing that. There's just no way. And my dad looked at me and goes, son, get up. We're leaving. And we walked out. And I'm walking back to my dad's truck. I go, Dad, what are you doing? I need a car. I got to go to college. You know, what are you doing? I'll never forget. My dad looks me dead in the eye and he goes, he'll call us back within 48 hours. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, well, you just ruined the whole deal. I had never bought a car in my life. Sure enough, guy called us back in 24 hours. We got it for exactly what my dad wrote down.
Okay, well, I got none of your dad's DNA because when I go in, I go, ooh, I want that one. How much? And then they tell me and I go, okay. I am the worst. No, I can't even say I'm the worst negotiator. I just don't do it. I don't like that whole dance. I go, just tell me how much it is. That's the one I want. How much? They see me coming, Scott. Oh, they see me coming.
Dollar signs. Just dollar signs dancing on your head. No, you've got to walk out.
I can't.
That's what my dad taught me. He literally, on a sticky note, wrote down $9,700, and he put it on the guy's desk. And he goes, call me when you're ready to make that deal. And then he grabs me by the arm and he goes, son, we're leaving.
I would have called back in the parking lot and gone, I didn't mean that. Okay, we'll pay 10.
You said 10, 7, we're there. Good. How about 11? I'll give you 11 for your trouble.
I don't know. You know what? I was such a jerk. We're going 11-2. We're going 11-2, and I'm going to pay you extra. That's how
I'm not allowed to go into a car dealership anymore.
No, you can't.
Or a house that we're looking at, because I do the same thing with the house. I want it. I don't care how much it is. How much is it? Whatever. Let's do it. I love this house. Like, I am the worst buyer of anything ever.
That's how I learned how to buy a car.
You walk away.
It was the honest to God. He said that. He goes, walk away. They'll call us in 48 hours. They called us in 24.
What do you call a four-door Yugo?
Non-existent?
We go.
I don't know. We go.
Okay. The jokes don't start for another 2 hours.
Well, that's a good example of one.
Okay. All right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Dana, you'll love this. During the commercial break, Sam and I got a little sideways with each other, and we were going back and forth.
Oh.
And you know how you've been nominated by KansasCityMag.com for best radio personality in Kansas City, and I was not. Sam comes on into my ear as we're talking, and he goes, "Listen, number two."
Because you're number
Listen,
one.
Listen, number two.
That's his new bona fide nickname, number two.
And I go, I go, what did you just say to me? He goes, "Listen." He goes, "Listen, Tinkle Toes, number two." And I go, "Okay.
Okay.
I see how we're going to play this game." And we were getting sideways with each other, and I was getting annoyed with him. And I goofed up, and I gave a caller the hotline number instead of the call-in number on a text, which was a mistake, obviously. Paul, hang tight. You'll be with us in a minute, but lose the number after you get off the phone with us. And Sam just comes on. He goes, "Listen, number two." I was like, oh. Paul in Olathe. Hello, Paul. This is number two. And
hi, Paul.
Joining me is number one.
Hey, guys. Scott, you're number one in my book, brother.
Oh, thanks, brother. Number one in your heart. I know that. I know that.
I was listening to what you guys were saying a few minutes ago, and I happened to be driving down Dennis, and yeah, Dana's right. Sure enough, they have the inspection station, which is of course, kind of butted up against, I guess, it's old 56 highway there. So there is a full city block between that and Dennis, and the whole parking lot is all serpentined around with cones to make more cars fit in there. And there are cars actually backed up, not blocking Dennis, but across the street. There's like an American Legion.
It's an American Legion. Yes. Okay. So real quick, we were in that mess this morning, and there's no room for anyone else to get in or out. I mean, it snakes all the way around the American Legion. And then after that, Scott, through the Go Chicken Go parking lot, then into the Highway Patrol parking lot.
Yeah, it looks extremely congested. They even have the big, like the signs they put up on the highway, the little scrolling type signs that says, you know, don't block this street. So I guess it must have been a problem or something earlier when they opened back up. But yeah, Dana, I can see how you would lose your mind even more so than you already have sitting
Thank
in all
you.
That mess. You're welcome.
Well, I just didn't do it. I just did. I mean, we drove in. Jack and I took one look at each other and both said simultaneously, "Oh, hell no, we're not doing it. I'm not doing it."
I don't blame you one bit. That's a lot of stuff to go through and pay $20 for the privilege of doing it too. So I don't think you'd have any problems. I don't think any cop would give you a ticket if they know what you had to go through to get through there. You can wait a couple weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, number two here. How many cars would you guess were in line?
Oh, boy, it's been a few minutes since I drove through, but it was easily, I would say, between 20 and 25, easily. And it wasn't even backed up to what Dana explained earlier, around the corner of inside the parking lot. It was only probably 8 cars deep into the American Legion parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, there's people trying to cram in, so the back end of one car was sticking out onto the road and stuff, and it was right up against another car that was in front of it. So it was definitely packed in there.
Go ahead, yeah. Number one.
That is not what I saw this morning. I would have guessed 90 to 125 cars, and it was
Seriously?
A four-hour,
are you,
yes,
wait, is that,
and it,
are you
no, no, no.
exaggerating?
I'm 90 to 125, and I'm telling you, Scott, it was a four-hour wait because as we left, I asked that woman to roll down her window. She was about 25 car lengths back to get in, and I said, "Do you mind me asking how long you've been doing this?" And she goes, "I got here at 8 o'clock this morning, and it was 11:30 when we left, 9, 10, 11.
When did
That's
they
three
start,
and a half
when,
hours,
when
and she was still 25
this?
Car lengths back.
When did they start this, and why?
Well, here's the better question. Why is the Kansas Highway Patrol in charge of this? With all of the other stuff going on and the hundreds of miles of highway they have to patrol, Who the hell decided to kick this turd the Kansas Highway Patrol's way?
Here's what I'm telling you right now, Dana. And you know I am cynical about government. You know I am. What is the government, the state government, the most lacking right now? What are they lacking?
Well, money, but this isn't a new thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The VIN number inspection is not a new thing.
Dana, I bought a car, a used car, several years ago, check that. The car that I bought from Olathe Kia was a used car.
That likely had been, just so happens to have been titled in Kansas, the owner prior. You just hit the jackpot and you didn't know it, Scott.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was not asked when I went to go get that thing licensed. Nobody asked me for any proof of anything. They just wanted to see the documents. And nobody said, well, was this owned by somebody else before you? No. Yes. But I was not required to give over any other documents than the sales document. And that was it. How much did you pay for this car so we know how much to tax you for?
Taxes, yeah. But I'm telling you, you got away with it and didn't realize it because the previous owner lived in Kansas. That's the only way you didn't have to go do this.
Okay. All right. The cynic in me thinks all of a sudden the state of Kansas is not getting the sales tax revenue they're used to, and they want $25 per car.
So we're going to pay how many dollars per hour for troopers to do this? I assume they're troopers.
They're on the clock anyway, so what does it matter?
But you see
it's
my
not
point?
New.
Of all,
it's
of
not
all
new?
Of the...
Mm-mm.
I don't think
when
so,
I,
Scott.
Oh. When I was 16, when I bought my first car, I had to go through the same exact process. Pay the $25. They come out. They tell you to turn your headlights on. They look at your VIN number. They hand you a piece of paper, and you go to the DMV.
But if the state of Missouri is using body shops all across the state, why the hell are we wasting Kansas Highway Patrol resources to do this function?
I don't know. All right, she's number one. I'm number two, Sam Stevie the Third, and you're listening to KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.